Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about kindness to the prisoners of war. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is the month in which Imam Hussein alayhi salam and some of his closest companions and some of his nearest of a kin were brutally martyred and murdered on the plains of Karbala because they opposed the tyranny and oppression of the tyrants of their time. And you also know, if you are familiar with the story of what transpired after the Battle of Karbala, that the family members of the Prophet, the women folk and the children, were taken as prisoners of war. And they were dragged from there, from Karbala, to Kufa, and then to the, you know, to Damascus, where they were brought in a humiliating manner in front of the Caliph of the time. And this opposes the hadith that we are going to read today. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam advises us to be kind to the prisoners of war. And in fact, this is something which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O Prophet, say to the captives who are in your hands, if Allah finds any good in your hearts, He will give you something which is better than what has been taken away from you, and He will forgive you. And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. And in one verse of the Holy Quran, again we read, they give food for the love of Him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner. So the Quran advises us and suggests for us to be kind to the prisoners of war, even those who are non-Muslim. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, feeding the prisoner and treating him well is an obligatory duty, even if you are to execute him the next day. Even if you know the person is going to die the next day, you have to treat him well, and you have to feed him. In fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following to his sons after Ibn Muljim, the person who struck him, after he struck him in the mosque of Kufa. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, imprison this captive and feed him, quench his thirst, and make his captivity endurable. Right? Even to the person who tried to murder him, Imam Ali was this kind. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, feeding the prisoner is the obligatory duty of the person who captured him. Even if he intends to execute him the next day, he must be fed, given water, sheltered, and treated well, whether he is a disbeliever or not. Right? All of this makes the calamities which befell the prisoners, the family of the Prophet who were taken as prisoners, by the army of Yazid, it makes it even more saddening and heart-wrenching. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the kindness which is to be given to the prisoners of war in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد